Ahava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Hold the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us in activating, embodying, remembering, integrating our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master energy and sound healer, and I am your guide for this sound activation journey with these beautiful crystal alchemy singing bowls. And the energies of this Virgo new moon are very beautiful, all about purification, very powerful healing, transformation, activation, embodiment, sovereignty, really coming into your awareness of what needs to be purified, what layers of ego need to be released, and how we can bring in, embody, and share more of the light of our soul, the light of the divine. So if you have not taken a listen to the energies of this Virgo new moon episode, please do so after, don't forget. And for this sound activation, all you really need to do is be open to receive. You can be seated or lying down. Please do not be operating heavy machinery or driving when you're trying to do this meditation. Also, if you are listening to this on iHeartRadio or on YouTube or another platform that cuts into the episode with advertisements, please switch off and find another platform that does not do this. Sound healings are very powerful energy healings. And with it being an energy healing, we really have to be aware, mindful of the frequencies we are bringing in. So this is why I do encourage you to create a sacred ritual around this. You can light a candle, burn a little bit of rosemary, of incense, if you would like. If you would like to anoint yourself with a special oil blend that you like, or an essential oil for this Virgo new moon, if you can dilute rosemary or rose essential oil in olive oil, that would be great. All you need is a few drops, and just use this to anoint yourself. Anointing is a very ancient practice and it's very beautiful. Our sense of smell is very powerful, and it's deeply tied to our limbic brain. So it activates things within us as well as the sound. So if you would like to create a sacred ritual around this sound activation, please do. If you don't, it's not necessary. And I mentioned that do not listen to this on a platform like iHeartRadio. That cuts in with advertisements. You can also listen to this on my website for free as many times as you want without interruptions. My website is linked in the show notes, but it's also AusetkaAlchemy.com/podcasts. There will be a rebranding, so if that does change, I will have to do the redirect. But we'll sort that out when we get to it. In this moment, all we need to do is be open to receive. So closing your eyes, coming to a comfortable seated or lying down position. You can have your right hand over your heart, your left over your womb space, your hara, your yesod. Long deep breathing. Or you can have your hands, palms up at your sides, however you feel is comfortable and resonates with you is all good. Deep breathing as we call in the directions, starting with the direction of the north, the element of air, the ruhao. I call in the ruhao to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment. Teach us the wisdom of air, purify our thoughts and our words. I call upon Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing energy. Fill our beings with your breath of life. Nourish our spirits with your gentle breeze. I call upon El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. As I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call upon the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, to flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. Teach us the wisdom of water, of ease, of flow, abundance, fertility, creation, creativity, healing. I call in Archangel Gabriel, healer, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity. I call in your healing and compassionate energy. Guide us into deeper self-awareness. Bless us with deep intuition. Bless us with emotional clarity. Allow us to receive the messages, embody and integrate them, and aid us in taking aligned action on this path. As I call upon El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within us, I call upon the direction of the east, element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant and dense in our energy field, alchemizing it into light, bringing us and blessing us with transmutation, with transformation, blessing us with passion, with hope, with courage, as I call in Archangel Uriel, bringer of truth, of the wisdom that is in alignment with truth. Illuminate us, our path. Illuminating the path before us. Bless us with clarity. Align us with truth. Shaddai to activate the Huba within us, the sacred flame of holy desire, the desire that is in alignment with your soul. I call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence and harmony with the earth, activating the ley lines and vortices beneath our feet, aiding humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. As I call upon Archangel Michael, protector of the earth, I call in your protective energy. Ground us in your strength and courage. Shield us with your mighty power. Purify our physical vessels and bless our creations. And in this space, I call in the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, the Ruha, the Kucha, the divine feminine face of God, allowing her golden light that has been emanated from the cosmic womb, from the void of creation, from the Avum, traveling through the various portals and solar systems throughout the galaxies and cosmos, through the portal of our sun and into our solar system, bringing in her golden light through the orbits of Mercury, of Venus, through the Earth's atmosphere, bringing in energies of this Virgo new moon, the energies of the Leish that created Mercury, and the Yud that created Virgo. I call in the frequencies of the Hathors, the Pleiadians, the Seven Sisters, our star brothers and sisters, the Arcturians, Lyrans, Sirians, Andromedans, light beings of the highest vibrations of love. From the Heter, envision the golden light streaming down to your sides, perhaps an energy center on each side of your ear. That is the Chochmah in the Bina. These energy centers are within you, part of your field. And bringing the golden light into the Chochmah in the Bina, activating these centers, purifying, cleansing them. These are the centers that are connected to your intuition, to your inner knowing, to the third eye, the Ajna chakra. Allow the golden light to clear away any illusions, anywhere we don't feel connected to our intuition. Ostracized, hurt, traumatized from our connection, forced to negate our connection to our intuition. Allow the golden light to purify and cleanse these lifetimes, clearing them from your field, alchemizing them into light, into purity, into expansion, into a deeper awareness and embodiment of your intuition, of your inner knowing. Knowing that in order to see and perceive clearly, we must have emotional clarity. Remembering that the brain, the mind, cannot create new experiences. It can only recreate from our patterns, from our limiting beliefs, from our patterns and toxic issues, or even from positive experiences. as we're breathing in, bringing in even more golden light into these upper sefirot, into the Hesed and the Gevura. Allow these two energies to come into union at the heart, at the Tiferet. And from the heart, from the Tiferet, of your transformation. corners of your womb space, of your Hada. And from the Yesod, from the waters of our creation, we begin to clear away the traumas, the karmas, the limiting beliefs, the guilt and the shame. Anything that has kept us separate and disconnected from our conscious, co-creative power, our ability to birth worlds, experiences into this physical reality. Bringing the energies of purity, of sovereignty into the womb, into the Yesod. Thank you. light of Gaia, filled with the radiant light of the Shekhinah, allowing these two energies to form a triple golden white flame. In the Yesod, in the void of your creation, a brilliant triple golden white flame at the heart. The golden meditations, all kinds of goodies to support us during these times. The links are in the show notes. If you have not tuned in to the New Moon in Virgo Energies episode, please do so. And as always, you can come back to this anytime you want. Feel into these energies, realign with these energies. If you feel you need purification, grounding, activation of your soul mission, and to be in your power, in your sovereignty, do come back and have a listen. Have a blessed day of the goddess, a blessed full moon. Virgo and Virgo lunar portal, the portal of Elul. Blessings. Ahava.